When it's time for an adventure, why stress over the details? Explore with the best in guided travel, Colette. With Colette's small group explorations, you'll join an expertly planned tour that's designed by travelers for travelers. Our destination experts secure the best spots to eat, unforgettable stays, and connections with locals. With tours across all 7 continents, Colette explorations deliver unique experiences you won't find in any guidebook. Start your next adventure today. Visit gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I'm ready for my close-up.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Goonies never say die!
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Yes, it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic. This time...
Don't talk like a robot. Now just talk to me. You've heard I'm watching TV.
What are you watching?
Oh, a marvellous programme, where a chap talks to a panel of young women whose boyfriends have all slept with their mothers. Well, the girlfriends' mothers, I mean, not... Although... Anyway, the boys have come on and everybody's fighting.
It sounds amazing. Hang up right now. I'm Sunena.
Good. Now, that's very good. Evelyn.
Now, can I speak to you about our special offer?
Still too soon. I obviously want to talk.
Is your husband watching with you, Evelyn?
No. No, he died.
Perhaps you...
You know, I've actually had a version of this call. A little while ago, I talked to someone who was so constricted by the script's, well, a sales agenda, that she spoke without a trace of humanity, as if she hadn't realised that I was going completely to pieces at the end of the phone.
That is the unmistakable voice of Judi Dench, and it's a scene from the excellent comedy drama The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel from 2011. And to tell us all about it, a television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Lovely.
This is a real little beauty.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it just?
Yeah. Directed by John Madden, screenplay by Al Parker, and based on the 2004 novel These Foolish Things by Deborah Mogach. And it features an ensemble cast, top of the range: Dev Patel, Judi Dench, Celia Imrie, Bill Nye, Ronald Pickup, Maggie Smith, Tom Wilkinson, and Penelope Wilton. I mean, getting all them together is just fantastic. And it's basically 7 elderly Britons respond to an online ad and travel to Jaipur, India, where they find a rundown hotel with a young, exuberant and optimistic host. Evelyn, played by Judi Dench, is newly widowed and she wants a low-cost experience. Graham Dashwood, played by Tom Wilkinson, he seeks a long-ago love. Douglas Ainslie and his wife Jean Ainslie, played by Bill Nye and Penelope Wilton, have lost their pension in a family investment. Muriel Donnelly, played by Maggie Smith, needs a cheap hip surgery. Madge Hardcastle, played by Celia Imrie, seeks a rich husband. And Norman Cousins, played by Ronald Pickup, is chasing women. Now, Peter O'Toole and Julie Christie were to play the parts of Norman and Madge, but were later replaced by Ronald Pickup and Celia Imrie. And additionally, Eileen Atkins and John Hurt were another two considered for the parts. So producers Graham Broadbent and Peter Chernin, they first saw the potential for the film in Deborah Mogach's novel, These Foolish Things. Now, the novel is quite a tough, it's very socially aware and very critical of the social situation for older people. So they brought screenwriter Al Parker to come up with a script where they take the older characters completely out of their element and involve them in a romantic comedy. And that was a way of softening the impact of the novel. And principal photography started on the 10th of October in 2010 in India. Most of the filming taking place in Rajasthan and Jaipur and Udaipur. And a place called Ravla Kempur, which was an equestrian hotel, it was originally the palace of a tribal chieftain, and it's in the village of Kempur, and that was chosen to stand in for the site of the hotel. And Parker and the producers just couldn't get anybody to back the film. Working Title, very successful company, rejected their proposal, considering it completely unmarketable. But they eventually signed with Participant Media and Blueprint Pictures. And Participant Media had made socially conscious films and later went on to win the Oscar twice for Best Movie with Green Book and Spotlight. So to lead the projects, the producers brought in John Madden. And he had been nominated for the Oscar for Shakespeare in Love, which went on to win Best Picture. But he'd also made a wonderful movie with Judi Dench and Billy Connolly called Mrs. Brown.
Oh, yes. That was a great film.
Of Queen Victoria and John Brown. So Madden considered the characters to have entered a strange world, removed from their former reality, cut off from their past, where they have to invent a new life for themselves. And it just really is an ensemble piece because the cast all jumped at working. It was their first time to work together. And that was really fantastic, you know, to bring that level of person together. Broadbent considered that Dench, her character, was central to the whole story and that she's a wonderfully sympathetic person. And John Madden considered that Maggie Smith's character, Muriel, is instinctively xenophobic, never stepping out of her comfort zone. Now, in the original novel, Maggie Smith's character, Muriel, was an out-and-out racist. So they had to soften some of that. And the filmmakers, they had seen Slumdog Millionaire, and that's when they fell in love with Dev Patel. Mm. And they just knew he was right for this part.
Yeah, he really was brilliant in the role, and it's just a wonderful, versatile actor. Let's have a listen to a second clip.
He became my friend. And we played lots of cricket together, and well, we played everything together, and it stayed like that for a few years, and then one night it became something else. We had a few months together, we had that, and then there was a weekend in Udaipur where we were sitting by a lake and watching the sun go down, and I remember thinking that I would never be this happy again. and I was right. Because suddenly, it was over. We'd fallen asleep, and they found us. Well, it's bad enough for me, but I knew who I was, and I think my family guessed. But for Menage, the disgrace was absolute. His father was fired, his family was sent away, all of them.
Tom Wilkinson's character, Graham Dashwood, there. What was great about this film was that these characters got to express themselves and tell stories that were of the era. And that's why it resonated so well, wasn't it?
Yes, and every one of them. And the tension between Penelope Wilton and Bill Nye as a couple who have given their daughter their pension to set up, to do a startup, an online startup. And as a result, there's no money. And she's completely embittered. She's also racist. And Bill Nye is so laid back and just says, listen, our daughter is going to make success in the business. The money will come. You've just got to chill out. So there's going to be no spoiler alerts here. But it's marvelous to watch the brittleness of long-term relationships when they're not working out, and then also to watch people who regret, like for example, Judi Dench's character regrets the death of her husband because they never had dealt with money. So here she is, an old widow, and she's left bereft. And so she's come to India and she's taken a job in a call center as an advisor, as we heard in the first clip. And she's advising the callers how to be more effective and how to speak more naturally instead of just sticking to the script. So everybody's got something in it. But the film was produced on a budget. It's remarkable that it was made on a budget of $10 million. Just phenomenal that they could make a film of this scale on and with that cast. And but they were all on really strong back end. So if it was to work out at the box office, there would be a little bit of kerching coming their way. And as it happened, on a budget of $10 million, it went on to make $137 million. Mm. So it was a phenomenal success.
Absolutely. Was there, if memory serves correct, was there an attempt at a follow up to this, or am I thinking?
No, there was a successful follow up called The Second Best.
That's
Marigold Hotel, a Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, and that was where Richard Gere. They were worried that he was a food writer who was going to come and review the hotel and shut it down. And so everybody's trying to seduce him. So it was really quite. But it's also been adapted into a stage play. And it works beautifully on the stage because it's an ensemble piece.
Yeah.
And you have the central gathering area in the hotel. Okay. As the set. So just, it translates well to the stage.
That's a wonderful one. It's one of my mum's favourite films, actually, Bill. So thanks so much for reminding us. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, with another Behind the Scenes.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
This wasn't the adventure I had in mind when you said, let's rent a car in Italy.
Relax, GPS says we're on track.
Wait, does that sign say Switzerland?
No. We should be near Sicily.
Routing.
Ugh.
Want to actually enjoy your next trip, one that's completely mapped out? With Colette Small Group Explorations, you can. Our experts handle every detail, from great food to unique stays and local connections. Start your next adventure today. Visit gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com.